The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back dear viewers of Madani channel to another episode of The Challenges of Youth. Yes, alhamdulillah. On this program, we discuss various challenges that the youth face and Islamic guidance on how we can overcome those challenges. And today too, we have a wonderful topic of discussion. And our topic of discussion, well, before we get to that, let's first listen to a benefit of salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to motivate us to draw closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam via the means of salawat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites salat upon me once, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for today's topic of discussion, it is regarding choices in life. Yes, choices in life. So we're going to go through various scenarios, situations where we have a choice of this or that, and some Islamic guidance on which of the two we should choose. Something similar to some rapid fire questions where we'll ask certain questions, either this or that, and let's see which is the best for us, inshallah azza wa jal. Before we get any further into the discussion, let's first listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So rejuvenate your heart, refresh your iman, and we will be back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Bula lo apne dar par ab to gham khana badoshon ko phire kab tak zaleel o khwar dar dar ठिकाने से शबे फुरकत ढले बर आए अरमां या रसूल अल्लाह करो तुम मास्ता का अपने मेहमान رسول اللہ بلا لو اب تو قدموں میں میری جان یا رسول اللہ تنم فرسودہ جان پارا زہجران یا رسول اللہ دلم پجمردہ آوارا زیسیاں یا رسول اللہ تلم فرسودہ جا پارا زیجران یا رسول اللہ تمہاری یاد کا غلبہ ہمیشہ دل پہ ہو تاری لگا دو عشق کی اپنے خدا را ایسی چنگاری اسی خواہش میں کٹ جائے میری عمر رواں ساری چوسوے من گزر آری مانے مس کی زناداری فدائے نقش نالینت کنم جان یا رسول اللہ فدائے نقش نالینت فدائے نقش نالینت کنم جان یا رسول اللہ تنم فرسودہ جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ دلم پش مردہ آوارا سے سیاں یا رسول اللہ تمہاری نعت سے ہی ہے کرم کا سلسلہ پہم ہے خواہش وقت آخر جب نکلنے والا ہو یہ دم زباں پر جاری ہو نغمہ تیرا دل یہ کہے اس دم زے جامے ہو بے تو مستم بزن جیرے تو دل بستم نمی گویم کے من ہستم سخندان یا رسول اللہ نمی گویم کے من ہستم سخندان یا رسول اللہ تنم فرسودہ جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ دلم پش مردہ آوارا سیاں یا رسول اللہ سیاہی دفتر اعمال کی ہوتی نہیں ہے کم عذاب قبر و محشر کا مجھے اب کھا رہا ہے غم شرم ساری گناہوں پر ہے اور آنکھیں ہیں میری نم ذکر دعا خیش ہے رانم سیاہ شد روز سیانم پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ تنم فرسودہ جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ دلم پش مردہ آوارا سے سیاں یا رسول اللہ سر محشر محامد پیش ہو جو در سیاہ کارا کہے بے ساختہ جو دیکھے رحمت بر گناہ گارا میری امید ہو تم
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalaming phrase of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm sure you are feeling closer to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and your desire to visit the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara has increased. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. May Allah Azza wa Jal take you all, take us all, along with our families and Murshid al-Kareem to Madinatul Munawwara. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, our topic of discussion was choices in life, and we're going to go through various possible choices and take some Islamic guidance on which of the choices we should be making. The first question, or the first of the choices that we have, is nikah or dating. Nikah or premarital relationships, you may call it. Now, between these two, I don't think it's very difficult to know which direction we should move in. We should most definitely move towards nikah, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged nikah. It is a sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, there are times when nikah becomes farb or wajib, meaning necessary upon us. So, if one is in that situation where nikah is necessary upon them, and when would nikah be necessary upon us, we may ask. Just a quick question, and let's learn a little about this. Nikah would be necessary upon someone when they have the means to perform nikah and to ensure that they can maintain their marriage financially as well. So, they have the means to perform nikah, they can pay the mahar, as well as ensure that they can see to the maintenance of the spouse as well, and they fear falling into haram relationships. So, in that case, when that fear is so great, then nikah is necessary. However, when one does not fear falling into haram relationships and one is capable of paying the mahar as well as the maintenance of the spouse, then nikah is considered sunnah. However, dating or premarital relationships, this is not permitted in the Sharia, in the sacred law of Islam. And thus, the answer to that is nikah. So for those youth who have the means to perform nikah and you are in the situation that you need to perform nikah, then please move towards nikah. And a tip on that, a simple nikah holds more blessing. A simple nikah holds more blessing. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Next question, marrying or not marrying? I would say marriage. Marriage, because again, it is nikah and it is the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it saves us from so many sins. It saves us from so many of the tricks of shaitan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So move towards the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the nikah. For those who are not married and are capable of getting married, are of age to get married, it is a good thing for you to move towards nikah. The next, modernists or pious predecessors? Very simple choice, this too. Pious predecessors. Because when we follow our pious predecessors, we are following that chain that has come all the way from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught his Sahaba ikram, who taught the tabi'un, who taught those who follow them, who taught those who follow them all the way until the knowledge has reached us. And therefore, that is the chain that we seek knowledge via, rather than modernists, meaning those who want to reinterpret the religion of Islam. We go back to our sources, alhamdulillah. Very common question in society, eat in or eat out? Eating out, well, many times it does taste quite good, but it does waste lots of time, and the hygiene standards are often not met at restaurants. Therefore, eating in would be the better option because we know that the hygiene standards are maintained at home and it takes a lot less time and it doesn't make a hole in your pocket. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. The next question, miswak or toothbrush? Miswak is the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and is a much more hygienic option as compared to the toothbrush. How often do we change our toothbrushes? Some may change it after a month, some may change it after 3 months. That would most likely be the recommendation of many dentists. However, 1 month or 3 months is a long time and lots of germs gather upon the toothbrush. However, the miswak bristles are cut every now and then, every few days, and thus it remains the hygienic option. The next quick question, hard work or shortcuts? Well, our parents often warned us against shortcuts. Hard work is the way. Yes, we need to work smart. We need to identify the direction that we need to work. We need to gather the skill set in order to accomplish the task we want to complete and then stay at it. Work hard and inshallah azza wa jal, you will reach your destination. Remember, there is no substitute to hard work. The next quick question, children at an early stage in life or children late in marriage? Well, at an early stage in life, we mean after marriage. So yes, that would wonderfully be the better option, for at least you get a chance to grow with your children and you are still energetic, you are still fun whilst your children are growing up, as compared to being quite elderly, very much later in marriages, where priorities have shifted a little, the body has become weaker, we no longer have the same fun spirit in us. And so when we are young in marriage, at an early stage in marriage, that is the beautiful and wonderful time to have children. Those who cannot and thus they have later in marriage, Allah Azza wa Jal knows each person's situation best. The next wonderful question is, should we have fewer children or more children? Here, subhanAllah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had encouraged us to have children, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I will be proud of the large numbers of my ummah on the day of judgment. And in light of this beautiful hadith, if you have many children, alhamdulillah, then the ummah is larger. Do not fear that we would not be able to support our children or feed our children or educate our children. For indeed, every one of our sustenance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just think, we don't even feed ourselves. Allah Azza wa Jal feeds us. The same Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala that feeds us will feed our children too. Subhanallah. The next quick question, charity or hoarding? Charity, most definitely. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged charity, and the more we give, the more we get. Yes, that's true. The more we give, the more we get. Every time you give in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, you receive 10 times that amount and many a times even more than that. Subhanallah. As compared to hoarding wealth, the one who hoards wealth, he thinks it's going to stay with him forever. But when we do leave this world, what happens? We leave the wealth behind. Many of our elders have told us that think of the wisdom, the coffin does not have pockets. The coffin does not have pockets. We're not going to take this wealth with us. But if you invest in your akhirah, if you give in the path of Allah, if you give charity, then the thawab would go to the next life as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. The next question, saving or spending? Oh, here both are good and both are important. It's important to save for rainy days, for difficult times. And it's also important to spend on those things that you need to spend on. And so we should not be miserly in not wanting to spend. And at the same time, we should not be extravagant in spending lavishly more than our need. The next question, a mentor or should we experiment ourselves? Well, it's very good to seek a mentor, because if you seek a mentor, you are seeking someone who has trodden the path already. The one who has already trodden the path, that person knows the ins and outs, the ups and downs, the rights and left of the entire path, and thus they can assist us as a guide to reach our destination much faster than we would if we had to experiment all the way ourselves? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The next question, Islamic dress code or the latest fashion? You know the answer to this. Islamic dress code is the beautiful way. The Islamic dress code is always fresh. And yet, fashions are always changing. You find that the Islamic dress code from 10 or 20 years ago is still found today. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Because that is a beautiful dress code. And the latest fashion is always changing. Sometimes it looks good, sometimes it looks bad. And what was looking good 10 years ago doesn't look good anymore. But look at the beautiful Islamic way and Islamic dress code. It always looks beautiful. It always looks good. Next question, beard or no beard? This one's just for the men folk. Beard, most definitely. It's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful of the creation of Allah azza wa jal. And his blessed appearance is the most beautiful. So adopt the way of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next question, knowledge or ignorance? Most definitely knowledge. Knowledge is light. Knowledge is light. Ignorance is darkness. If we were to walk through a room, wouldn't we want some light so that we don't bump into things and hurt ourselves and cause ourselves unnecessary suffering? We would like some light, isn't it? We would like some guidance, and knowledge is that guidance. Ignorance, on the other hand, is a darkness. Ignorance is drowning. Ignorance places us in difficulties, and thus always opt for knowledge. And if you're looking across the spectrum at what type of knowledge we should seek, then your number one priority is knowledge that brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So get yourself the opportunity to learn ilm deen wherever you are. If you can, enroll in a madrasatul madina. If you can, enroll in a jami'atul madina. And if it's difficult for you to find time in your schedule to be able to study at a jami'atul madina or at a madrasatul madina at a specified time, then rather specify your own time and join Faizan Online Academy wherever you are, in the comfort of your home, at a time that suits you. You can take out time and sit one-on-one with a teacher online, learning a course of your choice. Some beautiful courses are courses on Tajweed. Madani Qaida course is a beautiful, wonderful course. Faizan Namaz course, the blessings of Salah. In this course, you learn so much about Salah. You learn so much about Tahara, about cleanliness. Faizan Shari'at course, the blessings of the Sharia, the sacred law of Islam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. There's Bahari Shari'at course, there's Dars-e Nizami course. There are various courses that you can do to uplift yourself. No matter your field of work, no matter your field of study, you too can know and learn the knowledge of deen. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. And the next wonderful question, physical beauty or beauty in character? Physical beauty is temporary. It may be attractive to the eyes, however, it doesn't last forever. Yes, it may be attractive to the eyes, however, it doesn't last forever as compared to beauty in akhlaq, beauty in character that is attractive. And when you find someone who has beautiful akhlaq, you wish to stay in their company, as compared to physical beauty, which attracts someone, and after a little while, that feeling of remaining in their company is not often there. It doesn't often remain. But someone with beautiful akhlaq, you are attracted to such a person's company. And once you are in that fragrant environment, you don't want to stop enjoying the fragrance of their beautiful character. And thus, good akhlaq, beautiful character, following the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is of utmost importance. It is even more important than seeking physical beauty. Every one of us needs to try to adopt the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you do, I can assure you, many will love your company. In fact, everyone would want to be in your company, would want to learn from you, would want to be seated in your gatherings, would want to sit around you. Many would desire your company, alhamdulillah, because the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just so attractive. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. The next question, extravagance or moderation? Most definitely moderation. Moderation is the key. Moderation in everything we do. Alhamdulillah, Islam is a beautiful deen that teaches us moderation. Moderation in our usage of things. Moderation even when we perform wudu. We use a moderate amount of water. We try not to waste water. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is encouraged that don't even waste water even if you are at the bank of a flowing river. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful deen. We have so moderation in everything that we do. Moderation in spending. Moderation in sleeping. Moderation in eating. And the one who lives a moderate life is often a happy and healthy person. The one who is extravagant in everything. You find that you run out of energy a little too fast. You run out of money a little too fast. You run out of food a little too fast. You pretty much run out of everything because of extravagance. So, move away from extravagance. If you want to adopt extravagance in something, at least let it be towards goodness, let it be towards spending. So spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, spend more than you thought you would want to spend. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in that way at least you'll be increasing your bank balance of the Akhirah a lot. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Next question, sternness or lightheartedness? Ah, and here each one has its place. There are times to be lighthearted and times to be stern. Some situations call for lightheartedness. For example, someone is present with children. You should be lighthearted with children. Even with your colleagues or your friends or your spouse. There too, it is good to be lighthearted. However, from time to time, sternness is also required. A father may be kind and lighthearted to his child over and over again. But from time to time, in order for the child to know that something is very serious, he might be stern. So each one in their place. The next question, and an important question, Madani channel or movies and dramas? And the answer is Madani channel. Yes, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, because on Madani channel, you are constantly seeking Islamic knowledge. On Madani channel, you are constantly receiving guidance on the deen of Islam. On Madani channel, you are increasing your love for the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On Madani channel, you are learning the sunnah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On Madani channel, you are being motivated to become namazi. On Madani channel, you are encouraged to respect your parents. On Madani channel, you are encouraged to keep good relationships with your family members. And on Madani channel, you are kept strictly upon the Sharia of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it goes without doubt, Madani channel over any movie, Madani channel over any drama, because Madani channel is for your Akhirah. And movies and dramas are just going to destroy that very Akhirah of ours. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep us upon the straight path within dunya. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep us upon Iman. May Allah Azza wa Jal let us leave this world with Iman. And may Allah Azza wa Jal raise us on the Day of Judgment with Iman, along with all of the good deeds that we try to do. And may Allah Azza wa Jal multiply the rewards of our good deeds as per His mercy. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep with us. I think we'll end it here today, inshallah. At another point, we'll try to continue some quick rapid-fire questions, inshallah, azza wa jal, and some Islamic guidance as to which are the better options for us as the upcoming youth, the upcoming leaders of the ummah, and the upcoming flag bearers of this beautiful, wonderful deen of Islam taught to us by the beloved of Allah, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For us to earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting salawat, keep doing good deeds, and keep making dua for the ummah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.